2SER News. Drones and sonar technology have been deployed in Indonesia to search for a Lion Air passenger plane which crashed into the sea. Flight JT610 went down after taking off from Jakarta with 189 passengers and crew on board. There has been no sign of survivors, but debris and personal belongings have been collected from the water, and there is no indication yet of what caused the plane to go down 13 minutes after taking off. US President Donald Trump is examining legal options to terminate the right of children of immigrants and non-citizens to gain American citizenship. The president hopes to bypass Congress and change the US Constitution using an executive order. Mr. Trump says that the US is the only country that gives migrants these rights. However, estimates show that at least 30 other countries offer birthright citizenship. Staying in the US, and the Pentagon is sending over 5,000 troops to the border with Mexico as thousands of Central American migrants head north through Mexico in a human caravan. The BBC's James Cook has more.
The caravan of migrants is still around 1,000 miles from the US border, but President Trump has tried to characterize the group as posing an imminent threat of invasion. Despite the political nature of the situation, it was a uniformed general who appeared on US television to announce that 5,200 soldiers would be sent to the border in Texas, Arizona, and California by the end of the week. The troops will be deployed with helicopters, airplanes, barriers, and miles of razor wire in support, says the military, of Border Patrol agents.
Days after New South Wales Labor leader Luke Foley threatened to blow the lid on alleged misbehaviour by government MPs in response to allegations about himself, he says Parliament shouldn't be a place for smears. More from Jeff Field in the 2SER newsroom.
Mr. Foley has been accused by a government minister of harassing an ABC journalist at a 2016 Press Gallery Christmas party. He strongly denies the claims. He says there is no complaint and all there is a smear under parliamentary privilege. The Labor leader says the conduct within the state parliament should not be a race to the bottom, but last week he used parliamentary privilege to single out four government MPs during question time. Jeff Field, 2SER News.
A dramatic drop in the amount of local Australian children's television production has Labor calling for action on a review of the industry. Investment in local film and television programs for children dipped to $54 million, down from $100 million in 2016-17. A spate of disturbing dog seizures in Queensland has forced the RSPCA to issue a public call to report directly to them about any animal in need of help. Inspectors have seized one dog and five pups in Cairns, another two dogs in Toowoomba, and one in Brisbane inside a week. All the animals were emaciated. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have taken part in a gumboot throwing contest as their tour of New Zealand heads north to Auckland. The royal couple competed in an event known as Welly Wanging with children from a local school.
2SER Sport.
Now with sport, here's Tara Hayes.
Thanks, Victor. Ben Simmons is a step closer to the mega millions of a max NBA deal after the Philadelphia 76ers exercised their fourth-year option on his rookie contract. It means he is locked in with the 76ers for next season. No surprise given the 2016 number one draft pick's stellar career start and positions him for a massive pay rise after that. Former Cricket Australia and International Cricket Council CEO Malcolm Speed believes the council can do better than David Peaver as its chairman and that former captain Mark Taylor should replace him. CA is in damage control following the release of a scathing review by the Ethics Centre into the organisation in the wake of the Cape Town ball tampering scandal, which, amongst other things, found it to be arrogant. That's sport. I'm Tara Hayes.
2SER weather.
Very warm and sunny today with tops of 25 for the coast and 32 in the west. Right now it's 17 in the city and 14.